Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
If you have been following the show for a while, you know it is the universe's sense of humor that allows Stugatz to stumble his way into great successes and great vindications. For example, it wasn't that long ago that Elon Musk was considered a genius. Stugatz was at the very forefront, ahead of everybody, in questioning Elon Musk. You are all late. You all must stand behind Stugatz when it comes to making fun of Elon Musk. But I just saw Stugatz. I've been making fun of the content desert that there is in sports right now. I feel so bad for the anchors on SportsCenter. I expect to see them soon like the Batman anchors where they can't wear makeup because there's a contagion, because all they can talk about every night is baseball coming back or is it not coming back? So what we've done is, because we're creative minds, because we work quote unquote in the arts, and because necessity is the mother of invention, we've formed a whole bunch of top five lists. That's what we've done as the worldwide leader in sports. It's Stephen A. Smith saying that Russell Westbrook's in his top five. It's Dan Orlovsky saying that Carson Wentz is in his top five. And now it's Paul Pierce saying that LeBron James is not in his top five.
Dan, to be fair, we were doing top five well before this pandemic.
Agreed. And so everyone is coming around. We are pioneers on cruddy, crappy radio. And my latest examples, Stugatz, I couldn't believe it when I opened up ESPN.com. Tell me you saw this. Tell me you saw what ESPN.com is doing 2 months after you started doing it because you're just lazy.
Oh, I'm outraged by it. Are you kidding me? Of course I saw it. They're doing all-time teams for every NBA team. I mean, it's unbelievable. They are doing their all-time starting fives for teams, and they're doing it lazier than I did it, which is unfathomable. It really is. I mean, at least I had two off the bench, and I apologize to two.
So wait a minute. Hold on. We need to explain to the audience. Did they just steal Stugatz's idea of all time starting fives? Because all we can do during a pandemic, what the hell are we going to do 6 months from now? If there are a bunch of positive tests and sports doesn't get off the ground, are we going to do top 10 lists? Are we going to do, because everything is a top five list right now at our network. ESPN's all-time starting fives for every team in the Eastern and the Western Conference of the NBA.
Dan, I'll tell you what we'll do. What we'll end up doing is, and that's why I did it, but I did it early, is you'll do your all-time team, then your all-decade team, and then your all, every five-year team. I mean, that's what you do, But yes, I was outraged to find that ESPN had done this after I had been doing it for quite some time now. So,
can you stop giving Stugatz credit for creating top five lists?
No. I deserve the credit for this.
Wait a minute. It's not about giving credit. It's about my belief that no one in the history, not of sports, not of ESPN, no one in the history of humanity has parlayed laziness into being a trendsetter, a tastemaker, a pioneer, an army general more than Stugatz. So, the record, for the people who are just joining us and aren't familiar with why and how it is that Stugatz did this, he did this because at the start of the pandemic, the worldwide leader in sports and its number one sports radio show in America couldn't get good Wi-Fi. And so If the show broke down because of a panicked Wi-Fi situation and Stugatz was the only one standing on an island left with a microphone, left to his own devices to talk sports at a time that there are no sports, what Stugatz would end up doing is simply going to his all-time top five list. And he just has papers there. I don't know why you did this. You actually said this. I remember we came in, right? Because we didn't miss a day. We went from one day to the next. We were doing the show, you know, from our homes. And you had already spent that entire weekend doing a whole bunch of all-decade teams for no good reason that I could discern. It's not like you were preparing for the show. You've never prepared for the show.
No, I was preparing for, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks down the road, once we started to run out of topics and you needed them. That's and it just felt like the thing to do because I had time on my hands. And, I am sitting here looking at some of these teams. Man, did they get some of them wrong?
Well, you did a lot of funny names. Like you just love throwing some Catino Mobleys in there because you just enjoyed certain names.
What I did was I did a starting five. I would have one off the bench, one for fun, just a fun guy, that you remember growing up watching that team play. Like the Houston Rockets, Vernon Maxwell off the bench is a fun guy just to have, you know, come off the bench. He might give you 22. He might give you zero. He might win you a game. He might lose you a game, but he's fun. One for fun. I apologize to two guys who probably should have made the team, but they did it because I put Vernon Maxwell on. I mean,
might punch a fan, might punch a customer and get suspended for 10 games, go walking into the stands. Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Do you remember Vernon Maxwell climbing into the stands to hit a fan? Ryan Clark has pulled back the curtain, Stugatz. I don't know if you've seen this on Get Up. But at this point, I'm pretty sure that ESPN keeps Kendrick Perkins and Paul Pierce well-employed just so that they say things. Like, they say things that make the content machine go. Kendrick Perkins is telling you that Paul Pierce's top five list that doesn't include LeBron James is because so many years ago when LeBron was coming into the league, Paul Pierce spit toward his bench. It is funny to see that kind of bias. As Austin Rivers says, he doesn't want to hear from you if you're not a coach or a player on all-time players. It is funny to see emotional bias poison Paul Pierce's analysis. He simply doesn't like LeBron James from the very beginning because LeBron James extinguished his reign as being, you know, a super relevant champion player. LeBron James is single-handedly responsible by team formation for making a better big three than Paul Pierce's big three.
And we're using Rain quite loosely. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because Boston media, a huge market, but we've turned that Celtics team into a dynasty despite being overall. I mean, they have won titles, so you can't say it's a disappointment, but they probably should have had more.
Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Whose top five all-time Eastern Conference list do you like better, ESPN's or Stugatz's? But Ryan Clark pulled back the curtain, Stugatz, on all of these top five lists when he was on Get Up because he was complaining about the fact that somebody else got more airtime than him because they said something, I guess, dumber than what it is that he was willing to say. So let's go ahead and hear Ryan Clark pulling back the curtain on all of this nonsense that we do.
Ryan's raising his hand. Go ahead, Ryan. What's your point of contradiction?
I don't mean to cut Dan off, but I'm trying to figure out this. Okay. Pete McConville got in my ear during the break, and he tells me, "Be quick, RC. Go through your list fast." So obviously, Greeny, you are running the show because Field Yates got all this time to explain why Sam Darnold was so great. If Sam Darnold was at the top of my list, would I have gotten more time on the screen? Would I have gotten the opportunity to explain my answer, Greeny?
Yes.
Or was it all no? Since Field has Sam Darnold first, let's let Field go off forever so he can back up Greeny. I see what's going on here, guys. I see what you're doing, Pete. I threw you under the bus one time in the commercial, and I'm doing it again. I get it. What Greeny wants, Greeny gets. It's cool. It's fine. I'm just going to sit here in my sweater and mind my business from here on out. But I see what's going on and I know what's happening.
But you know, I love the sweater. If nothing else.
That's great.
Mike Greenberg's biases are polluting everything to get Dan Orlovsky more time because he's praising Sam Darnold.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Today on ESPN Daily, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson. It's a golf match unlike any other. It happens this weekend. Scott Van Pelt gives us his take on the match and more on how the PGA will bring golf back. That's ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
So this country, as you know, Stugatz, for a while has been super divided. NPR is reporting that nearly half of the Twitter accounts, 46% of the Twitter accounts tweeting about the coronavirus are bots. Like nearly half, and they're bots meant to just sow divisions between people. And many people object to me in general, saying I'm too liberal, even though I'm not someone who's ever cared or dabbled in politics or been interested in it. Dan Wokatard, they call me. But here's what I'm here to tell you, Stugatz. As we've gone to some pretty extreme measures here, we've all gone into our houses, we've all shut down the economy, and I read a story today that finally made me go to the other side and be like, you know what? Bleep science, bleep what? Facts, okay. Bleep medicine, mm-hmm. Bleep everything. And here's that story. Dusty Baker wants to eliminate the high five. And what? I'm done. That's the spot where I'm done, Stugatz. You invented the high five. Dusty Baker invented the high five, and now he wants to take it away just because his demographic is at risk. No! You cannot take away the high five. What do you mean? Dusty Baker is not allowed to say publicly, as the creator of the high five, that the high five is no longer allowed to exist. I will put my outrage at this against any scientific fact and tell you all to bleep yourself. I'm going outside and I'm touching things.
But I'm wondering if there's a loophole for the guy who created the thing. Can he then take it away if he wants to at any point in time? I mean, Dusty did create it. Now he's trying to take it away. I mean, he's the inventor.
It's bigger than him. At Lebatard Show, did you know that Dusty Baker invented the high five? Do you want to throw, also a poll question, do you want to throw Dusty Baker into the ocean for being so selfish about his demographic and the coronavirus that he wants to eliminate the high five after creating the high five? You can't eliminate the high five, Stugatz. What are you talking about?
You can't, but it probably seems like the prudent thing to do right now. And why do you love throwing people in the ocean so much? I
mean, I'll tell you why. Because you throw them in the ocean and you're not actually killing them. Right. I mean, sometimes you can, but I'm just leaving them in the ocean and then going about my business. If they get out, it's okay. And I haven't, you know, they haven't suffered too much. They've just, you know, gotten a little wet.
It's a soft landing spot. You can't really miss the ocean if you throw something into the ocean. It could be quite enjoyable. I understand it. It's a minor inconvenience. I get it.
I can't believe that during your break, during our break here in commercial, you said it's fairly easy to construct an NBA all-time top five that leaves off LeBron. If you're not familiar with what's happened the last couple of days, is Paul Pierce, who exists just to say flammable things, and his commentary, I don't think anyone would say, feels very objective. He's there to be Paul Pierce, and Paul Pierce, it should be stated. I know many of you don't like some of the things that he says, but as a player, I'm telling you, it's him and Bird for me not understanding how physically they did the things they did in right. that sport. Like having no earthly understanding, even after a lifetime of watching sports, I don't understand how Paul Pierce was able to defend people the way he was able to defend people. And I certainly don't understand, given his what seemed like lack of physical gifts, the way he could score the way that he could.
Ooh, I want to build out that top five. Who else are we adding? Charles Barkley, Jokic, and Doncic. There we go. That's our five.
All right, hold on a second. I don't think I can put...
How are they doing this, given their athleticism team?
Rodman wouldn't be in that class as someone who was leading the league in rebounding, because I know Barkley, you're looking at him and you're saying possibly heavy, but what I'm telling you, having stood next to Charles Barkley, he's not a lot taller than I am, but his ass is where my shoulders are. Like the place where he would box people out, like you could tell from his body how it is that he was moving people, because he was putting his ass in their armpit to get them out of the paint.
But it is, Dan, to your earlier point, it is fairly easy. I'm not saying I'd leave LeBron off my all-time top five. I'm just saying it's fairly easy to arrive at an all-time top five where LeBron is not in your top five. Like, I'll give you an example. You can go Michael, Magic, Kobe, Kareem, and Russell. And who's going to argue that? Certainly not Bob Ryan. I mean, that's a great starting five right there, all-time starting five.
Scott, not a lot of people would make the argument that Kobe is better than LeBron James. Like, there are not a whole lot of people.
I mean, there's an entire state that would.
There's an entire city that would. There is one city that would. And let LeBron win a couple of championships there and see if they're saying the same thing. Like, that is... Kobe Bryant, when you look at all the numbers next to each other, like it's not a discussion.
Careful,
it's not.
Man.
It's
careful.
Not.
I care
careful.
About you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a discussion.
Yeah, well, it is a discussion this. When you consider 5-3 in terms of rings. It's certainly a discussion. He has five. LeBron has three. I mean, so you can easily make the argument that Kobe deserves to be in the all-time top five. And if you don't want to go Kobe, I mean, I didn't even mention there. I went Jordan, Magic, Kobe, Kareem, Russell. I didn't put Larry Bird in my starting five. I could replace Kobe with Larry Bird. I'm just telling you, that's how easy it is to arrive at an all-time starting five where LeBron James is left off.
But it's easy because all you're doing is rings. Like, Bill Russell is not one of the top five basketball players of all time.
God, be careful. Bob Ryan might be listening. Look, I don't know when it's safe for anything that could be perceived as Kobe slander. I just know it's not yet.
Advance Auto Parts, people. We've been telling you to support the people who... When is it okay?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram. Here's your SportsCenter update. A day after receiving the news that he and his wife had a miscarriage, Chase Briscoe won the NASCAR Xfinity Series Return to Action at Darlington Raceway. The NHL Players Association Executive Board are currently voting on a proposed 2014 conference-based playoff format for a potential restart to the 2019-2020 season this summer. And finally, for the first time in 17 years, millions of Cicadas? I don't know what that word is. They're going to emerge around parts of North Carolina, West Virginia, and southwestern Virginia. Cicadas come out as adults to breed and lay eggs in a cycle that lasts 4 to 6 weeks before they die. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Mike, do you have any opinions here on what it is that we're discussing regarding Paul Pierce? Because what's going to happen with the silly things that Paul Pierce says is that people are going to discredit what was a really good basketball career.
Right.
The more we get removed from the excellence of his basketball career and replace it with the commentary that makes people laugh and argue, you get into these positions where Isaiah Thomas is indisputably one of the best basketball players ever, but many people associate him with the executive run at the end. Phil Jackson just got a nice bump in this documentary because his last 5 years were a total clown show in terms of them not, being able, very rarely do you get to leave the stage a hero. People have turned on Oprah Winfrey. Hell, look at what we had to do with this documentary to keep Michael Jordan a hero, how soft and nice it was to Michael Jordan. You still got these athletes out there getting their feelings hurt in the 50s, in their 50s. Scottie Pippen said to be in hiding, Stu Gotts. Nobody can find Scottie Pippen because he was so wounded by the portrayal, and Horace Grant is running around challenging 57-year-old Michael Jordan to a fight. What are your thoughts here on Paul Pierce, Mike?
I know the game. I know what Paul Pierce is here to do. I don't know if this happened organically, but he's always going, it's almost as if he's created just to bother me. From his playing career, his playing style, how cocky he was on the court, he was a Heat rival. And now he has just internalized all of that, made it personal, and he projects. Is it professional wrestling? I don't know. But his whole existence is to bother me. You think I'd be wise to the game right now, but it still works. Every time he opens his mouth. Down here in Miami, they proudly chanted, Paul Pierce sucks, and it became a thing. Anytime he was in an arena, it was one of the proudest Heat fandom moments, honestly.
That is spread?
Yes. And I chant it whenever I see him on the TV to myself. This guy bothers me with his takes. Ah, you give him the platform, and it's just because LeBron eliminated him in 5. They seem to forget that. And in 7. And he just hates LeBron, and he hates the Heat. He won't give anybody any credit, and he gets me every time. I'm watching the entire segment just to see how, because I like being angry at Paul Pierce. I realize that I need being angry at Paul Pierce.
I mean, I will tell Paul Pierce anytime he needs a reminder of how great LeBron James is, just turn on Game 6 of the Boston Garden. Also, the fact that Paul Pierce is on ESPN.com's All-Celtic team as their small forward is patently absurd.
Stugatz, you're doing it already. You're doing it already. You're going to discredit his career based on the things that he said recently. Paul Pierce has been a great player for the Celtics. Stugatz, I'd make the argument that people in Miami who were with LeBron have very rarely had worse feelings than him in Miami in Game 5 before the Game 6. You mentioned him hitting a shot right in everybody's face in Miami. That might have been the worst feeling that anyone in Miami has felt with those 4 years of Heat teams because of how great Paul Pierce just generally was.
I mean, non-J.J. Barea division, right?
Yes, non-J.J. Barea division.
Dan, I'm not doing anything with Pierce here. I'm just saying LeBron, I said earlier, it's easy to construct an all-time team and keep LeBron off of it and feel pretty good about the team you constructed. I am now pivoting over to the Celtics. I am not doing this because Paul Pierce said that about LeBron James. Bob Ryan would agree with me. Paul Pierce has no place on the all-time Celtic team. Like, the all-time Celtic really? Team is a coveted place and a place that Paul Pierce does not belong. That's all I am saying. It's not an attack on Paul Pierce. Kevin McHale's not on it.
Bob Ryan would agree with you is what you're going to say. Bob Ryan's entire team is going to be in the 60s. His entire team, all-time Celtics, is going to be the 60s and Larry Bird. There's not going to be anyone else allowed on his basketball team other than those Celtics. And we know across sports that guys who play in 2010 are better than guys who played 50 years earlier because of all the evolutions and advancements that there are that wouldn't allow John Havlicek to be what he was then now.
I know. I'm not certain Paul Pierce is as good as those guys. I mean, athletically, seriously, he kind of played like he was from the 50s.
Well, that's true. I can't dispute that. I wanted to get into something with you here because you've got ESPN going back to the well with a Tom Brady documentary. And I know Billy's got some thoughts here on Tom Brady. Tom Brady is now Stugatz's friend because he gave him 7 mediocre minutes on stupidity. But whatever the opposite is of Bart Scott's enthusiastic can't wait, can wait, this 9-part documentary represents that for me. Another one of these athletes who never says anything, who's careful to not be interesting on purpose, even more so than Michael Jordan by leaps and bounds, I am not interested in 9 parts of Tom Brady. I feel like I got the closest glimpse at him that I'm ever going to get on Facebook when he's doing that documentary with Deepak Chopra's kid. I don't think it's going to get much closer and better than that. Are you here for a 9-part documentary coming in 2021? Because we are going to celebrate winners, and the easiest way to do it as a sports entity, whether you're ESPN, whether you're in newspapers, whether you write, whether you make music videos or commercials, the easiest way to do it is just have someone who's excellent and doesn't say much so that you can paint in all the mythology around them and you never have to tackle the complicated stuff. You could just concentrate again and again on the winning and the excellence. I do not want 9 parts of Tom Brady. I'm more interested in the Lance Armstrong thing this weekend than I am in 9 parts of Tom Brady. You got what on this subject?
I mean, I'm not interested. I just got Brady out of my life. Like, I don't need to be reminded and walk through. I just got him out of my division. Like, the last thing I want next year is to relive the 9 Super Bowls that Tom Brady has been to. And the 6th, can I wait? Can he play a couple of years for the Bucks, and then we can do the whole thing on Tom Brady, the 12-part docuseries? I don't need it next season. He's still playing right now. The book has not been completely written yet. I mean, come on.
It's a 9-part documentary. Billy, I know you have some Tom Brady thoughts that have nothing to do with the documentary. You've been closely following his practices, him accidentally breaking into the wrong house. I shouldn't say breaking in, accidentally ending up in the wrong house, him breaking the law by being in a local park when he shouldn't have been. What is the latest development with Tom Brady that you wanted to talk about?
His crime spree is what you're talking about. So his latest thing is apparently he goes up and he introduces himself to his teammates. He's like, hey, I'm Tom. And they're like, yeah, we know. And I'm wondering, like, if you're Tom Brady, right, especially like in a football setting, they know who you are, right? So is it like sincere when you go and you say, hey, I'm Tom? Because I guess like what other option does he have? Like if you're going to like, I don't know, some business thing, maybe people won't know who you are. But on a football field, they know you're Tom Brady, right? That's just him like trying to be one of the guys.
I would argue that, yes, that is Tom Brady having gotten very sophisticated over 20 years in the public eye of being just the center's friend and just Tom.
I mean, but Billy already gave it away. What else is he supposed to say? I am the greatest quarterback of all time.
I mean, like, they go up and they're like, hey, whatever, it's me, I'm your teammate. He's like, hey, nice to meet you. But like, you don't have to go further and say, hi, I'm Tom. You know what I mean? Like, especially if someone goes up and like, hi, Tom, nice to meet you, I'm blah, blah, blah. He's like, hey, I'm Tom. It's like, yeah, no.
All right, put it on the poll, please, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Is Tom Brady sincere when he goes up to his teammates and introduces himself by saying, hi, I'm Tom? Because I'm here for Billy's skepticism, and I side with Billy's skepticism. I've told you before, Stugatz, that A-Rod would ask a million questions of people on how it is that he was supposed to behave in public, and Michael Jordan is somebody who taught A-Rod how to just touch the reporter's knee when you're talking to him and say his first name, and what will come out of that reporter's computer after that will be not unlike Stugatz, the stupidity, melting in Tom Brady his eyes for 7 minutes after hating him for two decades. Yes, Billy, what is it that you have on this subject?
Can I be honest with you why I was wondering this? Because I'm not Tom Brady, right? But someone came up to me and was like, hey, do you work for the Lebatard Show? And I was like, yeah, what's your name? And they said their name to me. And I said, I'm Billy. And they're like, I know. And I'm like, well, I mean, Tom Brady, come on. Like, because I saw a story about Tom Brady doing the same thing, and I felt like a jerk when I did it. And I'm like, Tom Brady has to feel a lot worse, right? Because he's Tom Brady. He's actually somebody. I'm not.
We update our NIT Looks Like tournament next.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
If you missed any of our interviews, please check them out on demand in the Dan Le Batard Show podcast brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that caches things that might look wrong with your credit card, sends an alert to your phone, and helps you fix them. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Teddy Atlas is going to join us at 11 o'clock Eastern, so that's about 12 minutes from now. He will be on with us. I want to get to our tournament, and I will do so in a second, but I don't know if any of you have seen any part of The Wrong Missy on Netflix. I am usually not someone who likes a lot of Adam Sandler universe stuff, although there is some stuff that I do like, especially some of the later stuff. But The Wrong Missy is from like the Happy Sandler production team, and it's David Spade and Rob Schneider's in it, and I know that'll put off a lot of people, but I saw the first 5 minutes the other day, and the first 5 minutes are really funny. I haven't seen anything else. I haven't followed it down the path. I don't trust it, but I've seen the first 5 minutes, and those were excellent.
I didn't trust it either. I think generally the Adam Sandler production company movies, it's fluffy and it doesn't necessarily hit. But I was interested in this one because from the trailer it was clear that it was R-rated, so I gave it a try. And I'm glad I did. I didn't think I'd find this funny at all. First 5 minutes had me really legitimately laughing, and the laughs continued. It's short, it's quick, it's a decent R-rated comedy. I had a good time watching it, and I'm very surprised, and they actually did a pretty good job. I mean, David Spade's a little miscast, but look, Happy Madison has a tradition of hiring Adam Sandler's friends and paying for everybody's vacation, and they do that in this movie, too. So if you're not invested in that by now, I don't know what to tell you, but the casting outside of that is actually quite good. You see people in roles that you're not used to seeing them in, and I really enjoyed it. I can't believe this, but I enjoyed the last two Adam Sandler Netflix type experiences.
There is something to be said for just being able to turn on your television, Stugatz, and get 22 minutes of sort of empty calories where you don't have to pay much attention and maybe you laugh a couple of times. There are a whole host of shows out there, whether it's Dave or Catastrophe, doing that where they're just easy watches and you just speed through them because there's not a whole lot there other than some laughter. Let's get to our tournament here. Speaking of laughter, let's go through the West region round one. This is the NIT as we continue to give you looks like. What is the number one seed in what Billy Gill, because he's annoying, is calling the West region?
Trey Wingo looks like the doctor that comes in with your test results and says, I've got bad news. I missed my tea time.
And he is playing the 8 seed, Sage Steele. What is she represented by?
Sage Steele looks like the persistent flight attendant who won't budge until you switch your smartphone to airplane mode.
Oh, a good matchup, Stugatz.
Very good, yes.
The 2 seed is Mike Greenberg. What is Mike Greenberg represented by?
You're listening to an...
Oh, Bristol.
Oh, Spence. Oh, Spencer.
Spence, are you okay? You want to try again, Spence? The number two seed, Mike Greenberg, is represented by...
Abort it.
All right, very good. Abort it. What the hell happened there? All right. Excellent.
I think the system might have crashed.
Billy, you wanted to mention something here. wanted to mention something as it related to the Netflix show we were talking about, The Wrong Missy. I saw your face scrunch up. I'm assuming that it scrunched up because you don't understand my weird viewing habits, only watching five uproariously funny minutes and then just checking out on it for a little while.
Yeah, you came on and you said, I watched the first 5 minutes. It was pretty good, but then I stopped. And did you not know the movie was longer than 5 minutes? Like, why would you start watching something if you had something else to do?
Well, it's not a movie. I was just tasting. You don't go on Netflix and just go like through a mall court tasting where you're just sort of tasting some items. I was looking for something. I'm like, is this going to be any good? I didn't find the preview, so I'm just watching the 5 minutes before I know it. I'm not watching a preview. I'm actually watching the 5 minutes, and then I'm like, huh, I'm thinking about getting back to that. Yes, Stugatz.
It's one of my favorite things about Netflix. It's like walking around the food court. You try a little bit of the orange chicken, then you go on to the next thing, and then you come back for maybe another sampling. The problem is I'll find good stuff on Netflix. I'll watch 5 to 10 minutes of it, enjoy it, and then I'll forget about it, and I'll never find it again, and that's the annoying part, you know?
I don't feel like you've been to a mall anytime recently, that you're making food court references from 20 years ago, but beyond that, have you considered that the food court might be gone when this pandemic is over?
Whoa!